This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Washington, D.C. in the wee hours today after his successful visit to France. He will hold bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump as part of the second leg of his two-nation tour. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and other officials welcomed Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi. In a social media post after reaching Washington, D.C. this morning, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting President Trump and building upon the India-USA Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. He added that both the nations will keep working closely for the benefit of their people and for a better future of our planet. The Prime Minister also met the newly appointed U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, this morning. Earlier, during their bilateral talks in Paris, Prime Minister Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France Strategic Partnership. The two leaders reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy, and space. They also held discussion on boosting technology, innovation, and investment ties, with special focus on the upcoming India-France Year of Innovation in 2026. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Washington, D.C. today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister fondly recalled his earlier interactions with Ms. Gabbard. Their discussions touched on enhancing bilateral intelligence cooperation, particularly in counter-terrorism, cybersecurity, emerging threats, and strategic intelligence sharing. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest, reaffirming their commitment to a secure, stable, and rules-based international order. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on 13th of February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among the people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through radio. It is also a day to remember the unique power of radio, which touches lives and brings people together from every corner of the globe. This year, the theme of the World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. In his message on World Radio Day, Chairman of Prasar Bharati, Navneet Kumar Sehgal, said, "Through dissemination of news and information, radio has an important role in cultural and economic development of the nation." He said, "With the motto of Bahujan Hitai, Bahujan Sukhai, Akashwani, which is the biggest radio network in the world, is reaching the people of the country." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on World Radio Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that radio has been a timeless lifeline for several people, which informs, inspires, and connects people. He added that from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. Mr. Modi also complimented all those associated with the world of radio. The Prime Minister has also invited countrymen to share their ideas and inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program, which will take place on the 23rd of this month. Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana is today celebrating 1 year of empowering households with free electricity by facilitating the installation of rooftop solar panels. Over 8.4 lakh households have been benefited through rooftop solar installations as of 27th of January this year. Abu Dhabi National Oil Company has finalized a major long-term agreement to supply liquefied natural gas to Indian Oil Corporation Limited, marking a significant expansion of energy cooperation between the UAE and India. In Indian Super League football match, FC Goa broke 13-game winless run against Mumbai City FC with a 3-1 victory at the Mumbai Football Arena in Mumbai yesterday. The ongoing 38th National Games in Uttarakhand will witness the final matches of women's and men's hockey event today. In women's group, Madhya Pradesh will clash with Haryana, while in men's hockey, Maharashtra will face Uttar Pradesh. The IMD has forecast light rainfall and snowfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow, and heavy rainfall in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.